Cream pies. Keeping the hubby well fed. By the cream pie connoisseur, my journey began several years ago. My sex life had gradually lost momentum, and despite my efforts, my wife just didn't seem interested anymore. One late night, while watching TV, a commercial for an online sex shop caught my eye. One of the toys featured sparked my curiosity, and in that moment, I decided to explore it further online. I had always been curious about trying prostate play. That night, lying in bed, I discovered the fascinating world of the P-spot, the male version of the G-spot. Before long, I began experimenting with different prostate toys and dildos, determined to unlock the full pleasure of the P-spot. It turned out to be a journey of trial and error, testing countless shapes and styles, until I finally found one that worked. A curved metal toy that hit just right, triggering an intense, hands-free ejaculation release like nothing I'd experienced before. We are talking ropes and ropes of semen. It was absolute bliss. Just seeing that stream of cum unlocked something in me that I never knew existed. A deep fascination with cum. Over time, I would continue to play with my prostate and notice the massive amounts of precum leaking out of my dick when applying just enough pressure on my prostate. It got me thinking and my exploration went on. I wanted to experience the feelings of cum shooting into my asshole, and so, I bought ejaculating dildos. I wanted to know how it felt to get a facial. It wasn't long before I got limber enough to lift my legs over my head and gave myself facials, quite a few times too, and as it happened, the release would often land in my mouth, offering a taste of something I'd soon come to crave. I wanted to get more cum in my mouth, and I wanted to do it on a regular basis by introducing it into our sex life, but how was my wife going to respond? This would have to wait for the right moment. A few years passed. I continued my journey of self-discovery on my own. I started a new remote job, we settled into a new home, and eventually, my wife stepped away from her side gig. With more time together, we embraced the chance to reconnect. Little by little, the intimacy returned, this time with a renewed passion, burning hotter than ever before. Before the spark faded, and especially before the kids came along, we were always adventurous in the bedroom, open to trying new things. She was usually receptive to just about anything but a cum kink where I consume my own load. I was still not sure how she would react, but one day, I decided to have the talk about it. It began with a conversation about the steamy novel she enjoys. I asked if there was anything she secretly craved or wanted to explore when it came to sex. The conversation went back and forth until she turned the question on me. At first, I hesitated, but after a deep breath, I took that metaphorical leap. "I want to eat my cream pies out of your pussy." She seemed a little surprised at first. I don't think she expected my answer. But without missing a beat, she simply said, "Okay." We kept talking about it. She understood that the fetish was something real, and the concept wasn't entirely new to her. Besides, she absolutely loves getting her pussy eaten. So, it was a win-win situation in her book. A couple of days later, we were about to get intimate. Everything unfolded as it usually did, the kissing, the foreplay, smooth and familiar. Eventually, I penetrate her pussy with my dick and we both finish. At least, that's what I believed. She was ready for another round. And without hesitation, I hear, "You better clean that pussy." Grabbing my head and guiding it down, I started to eat. I ate that used messy pussy like I was starving. It was an amazing feeling. My cum mixed with her pussy juices. It was absolutely delicious. And she loved every second of it. I ate and ate until she finished again. In that moment, I knew this wouldn't be a one-time thing, and the thought thrilled me. Since then, I have done many cream pie cleanups and have enjoyed every single one. What has made it even better is my ruined orgasms, which helps with me getting multiple helpings of the good stuff. The lesson I've learned is that open communication is everything.